President Trump is in Philadelphia today, meeting with congressional Republicans as they begin a three-day annual policy retreat. The president said it was great to be back in Pennsylvania, a state he said everyone said he would lose. He did not. He also told Republican lawmakers that he'd build that wall along the border.
We've put in place the first steps in our immigration plan, ordering the immediate construction of the border wall, putting an end to catch and release, expediting the removal of criminal air, this is so important to me. From day one, I've said it. And I mean the immediate removal of criminal aliens. They're going to be gone fast. And finally, at long last, cracking down on sanctuary cities.
These are the cities that have pledged that they will not work alongside federal immigration officials to track down or hold and detain people who are undocumented. Let's bring in NPR's political reporter, Jessica Taylor. Jessica, there was a little bit of news here in the midst of all of this. Mexico's president, Peña Nieto, said earlier today he will not make a scheduled visit to the White House next week. How did President Trump handle that?
In his speech, he sort of made it sound like this was a mutual decision. We've decided not to meet. We're going to see if we can reschedule. But then Peña Nieto's decision did come after Trump tweeted this morning that unless Mexico is going to treat America with respect, that this meeting should not happen. Trump has said, you know, he wants to try to have this happen in the future. But he also made it sound like if Mexico isn't going to play ball with us on the wall, then this is really going to exacerbate their relations.
Yeah. And it seems pretty clear that the Mexican president was refusing to come as opposed to both agreeing to cancel the meeting. But let's talk more about the wall, as President Trump did today. He said better border security would be better for American workers. Let's listen.
The hour of justice for the American worker has arrived. Border security is a serious, serious national issue and problem. A lack of security poses a substantial threat to the sovereignty and safety of the United States of America and its citizens.
And just to get another point, though, when President Trump was talking a little more off the cuff, he said something about the wall and then said, if we build it. So did you catch that?
I did not, actually. But you're right. That does ring a little bit of a bell. But, you know, I think that he's made this a priority. It seems like Republican lawmakers in Congress are behind him. They do have a 2006 law that was signed into law by President Bush that authorizes them to go ahead and do that. The problem is they haven't had money for this. And so Republican leaders who are typically big fiscal hawks seem willing to try to pony up this money ahead of time, which could be between $12 and $15 billion, according to estimates, sort of on the good faith that Mexico is somehow going to pay us back, which, as we discussed earlier, they have been very, very insistent. This is not going to happen.
Well, here is Speaker of the House Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell standing outside the event. They spoke with reporters about their legislative agenda and the president's. And here he is talking about what you were just saying.
We are going to finance the Secure Fence Act, which is the construction of the physical barrier on the border. We have ambitious goals and ambitious timelines. Our goal is to get these laws done in 2017.
Okay. So as you said, I mean, that's now, you know, that's this year. What are fiscally conservative Republicans saying?
You know, the leaders, at least, that are weighing in, they want to get this done. They feel like something has to be done along the border. But then, you know, looking back at some of the confirmation hearings for some of Trump's cabinet nominees, they seem to maybe be wavering on, you know, this isn't going to be a wall that, you know, stretches from, you know, California down through Texas, that there are certain portions where maybe some type of, you know, electric or some sort of security wall in a different fashion is more necessary, because we're not talking about just a flat piece of land. This is, you know, this has mountains and hills and things, too. So this is not as easy to construct as it sounds.
So President Trump speaking today with Republicans, but he also had his first television interview last night with ABC's David Muir. What jumped out at you there?
Well, this thing that he keeps harping on is about voter fraud and very unsubstantiated, unproven claims that between 3 and 5 million people voted illegally in the country. And this seems predicated on the fact that he lost the popular vote to Hillary Clinton by almost 3 million votes. And this seems to be a big sore subject with him. And the way he seems to try to dismiss this, he did this with congressional leaders, is that well, listen, I would have won if all these illegal people hadn't voted. So here's what here's how he described it to David Muir.
We're going to launch an investigation to find out. And then the next time, and I will say this, of those votes cast, none of them come to me. None of them come to me. They would all be for the other side. None of them come to me. But when you look at the people that are registered, dead, illegal, and two states, and some cases maybe three states, we have a lot to look into.
Actually, some of the cases of fraud before the inauguration, you know, leading up to the election, obviously, were Trump supporters. One woman in Des Moines who voted twice. Look, NPR political reporter Jessica Taylor, the Republican lawmakers disagree with Donald Trump about things like waterboarding. Many have been vocal, but it seemed as if they welcomed him warmly.
He did get a good reception overall because I think they see that they have someone in the White House who is their advocate that they haven't had for the past 8 years. But, you know, he did sort of go off topic talking about his big electoral victory there in Pennsylvania. So it was a little bit more on message Donald Trump than we've seen. But, you know, you can sort of feel sort of that there could be fights down the road still.
NPR political reporter Jessica Taylor, thank you.
Thank you.